Next case, please.
The next application is case number 11472, the application of Brooke Singer and Natalie Sinacrope. Hope I didn't say that wrong. I probably did. Site is northeast of Route 1 Coastal Highway, being southeast of Anna B. Street, 100 feet southwest of Fisher Street, and being Lot 20, Block E, within Dodd's Addition subdivision. A 911 address was not available. The tax map ID number is 334, map 20.09, parcel 56, and being unit number 1, and requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements. Gentlemen, on this application, there were no letters of support, no letters of opposition, one mail return, but I did receive one letter, which I will declare to be mixed comments. They sound in support, but they also object to part of the application. For the benefit of the board, I am passing down copies of the letter received that I'm calling mixed concerns. Okay. They are requesting a 0.3-foot variance from the required 5-foot rear yard setback for a shed.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lank. All right, sir.
Mr. Lank, isn't there an 8-foot variance on there as well?
The side.
I'm sorry. I just saw that they were separated, different handwriting. There's also requesting an 8-foot variance from a required 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed screen porch on an existing patio. Sorry about that.
Mr. Chairman, may I?
Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Lank, the 21.9-foot front yard. Right. 30, 10, and 10, is that correct?
Hold on a second. Yeah, the standard setback is 30, 10, and 10.
MR.
And there's also an encroachment on the side.
Aren't we looking at 21.9?
The property is MR zoned.
8.1 in the front?
It is 8.1 on the front, according to the setbacks as shown by the surveyor. There's an 8-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard for the construction proposed on the concrete patio. This property was found to be an existing unit in 2007 in compliance with the requirements at that time, and it was probably built at the average on the front.
It was built to the average, probably?
I'm just assuming, because it's not noted, but it's an approved survey. This is a copy of an approved survey that was part of the record.
Well, Mr. Lank, I notice on the front of the application says it was condominium is nonconforming, built in 1948.
Correct.
Okay.
So that may be part of the reason there, Mr. Rickard.
Yeah, well, sir, if you note at the right-hand side, it says approved existing unit 1, and it was dated May 30th of 2007. And most likely that was the average at that time.
Okay.
Based on the record.
What about the encroachments on both sides?
Same thing. It pre-existed, and what they're doing now is proposing an 8-foot variance to allow for them to build an addition on the concrete patio that already exists.
But typically,
and the movable shed is a correction.
But typically when there's a request for variance on a non-conforming structure, then we usually require that all variances be...
Well, and typically true, but what we typically would have done, we would take in every single variance that we found to bring it into conformity, but it's already established that the building as it exists conforms based on the approval in 07.
Okay.
And then the removal shed is...
In 07, there was a variance.
No, I'm saying that that's when the survey was reviewed, and we researched based on assessment records and find when. That's where the date of 1948 shows the building.
Okay.
And what you're dealing with on the removable shed is that 3/10 of a foot to correct the 5-foot setback to 4.7.
So really the most current one is the
8.0 and the 0.3 for the movable shed.
Or just to clean it up.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Brooke Singer, 252.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Chairman and fellow council members. So the application that we put in was just for the side patio, which was an existing cement slab, and it was simply to cover and then enclose and screen that. I believe this is what I think I'm learning from this, if I'm correct. Someone came out from the county and is now saying that the rear shed should be brought into compliance. Is that
the rear shed requirement is 5 foot? Your shed's drawn to be 4.7, so we included it in your application.
Okay, that, and just to go on record, that shed was existing from long before us. That's not a new feature. So whatever we need to do to come into compliance, but in no way did we apply for anything related to the shed.
Well, it says it's movable. I'm sure that you...
You know what? If it needs to be moved, I guess it is. It's big, but we could do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So, you know, just wanted to address some of the, you know, the items in terms of for the variance. And, you know, starting with, obviously, this is all existing from 1948. And my understanding is I had a conversation with someone from the county also, which gave me the same information that this was a non-conforming lot, and this is this predates you know, a lot of before we purchased it in 2010. And the uniqueness, it seems like in the Dodds Addition area where we are, there are many non-conforming lots, including the lot on the other side of us. I have pictures of us, and then I've made them for the council members also, of our space and also of the adjacent lots, if that would help. I also, in the exhibit, I also have the architectural plans, and I also have a copy of the survey. Obviously, you have that. So obviously, this property is unique, and you know, there's a lot of cement structures that were existing previous to us. The space that is in question here, it is a 3 to 4 foot, depending on where, raised space of pure cement pour slab that is on the side of the house. There's a side door which leads right out to it, so it's at that level. I believe it's on page 2 of the pictures that I gave you, and basically right now it's not usable in the way that we would like to, and the area is about 16 feet long and about 8 feet wide, and I believe that there's this uniqueness in terms of the physical condition, and given the practical difficulty due to the existing conditions, you know, we would like to be able to cover that and then enclose it. In terms of the possibility of development, adjacent to the property on the other side, there's pictures that I took from the second level. You could see the white house. I measured that house actually goes, I believe, is 2.5 feet from our property line on one side and then 3.5 feet on the other side in those two pictures. And that's just on the other side of the house, just as an example of the other non-conforming lots in the area. We believe that this work would be necessary for reasonable use of the space. It, you know, given that we have a family with children, we can't even walk out on the space currently because there's a 4 foot drop, and our children and pets would be put in an unsafe predicament if we were to try to do that. Also, our neighbors, I believe that doing this would allow for privacy for us and also for the adjacent lot if we're able to have this space for ourselves. And, you know, also getting to the next, you know, the effect on the surroundings. This would in no way alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I believe the first page, I took a picture. Before we purchased this property in 2010, it was a rental property It was not very sightly from the street, and it was also rented by unneighborly renters, as my neighbors would call them. We have done a lot to help with the curb appeal. That's the picture now that we've done with the front, and I believe that this would actually continue to enhance the property value and therefore help the neighborhood with the property values in general. This would no way impair the use of the adjacent property. If anything, it would give them more privacy and not allow us to just be out on a cement slab adjacent to them, which I think you can look at that. I don't believe on page 2 it's very sightly compared to what the architectural plans show that it could be. This would in no way be detrimental to public welfare. At least all the surrounding neighbors that I spoke to were in support of it, and we've become very close with them over the years, and hopefully this would also increase the property values of surrounding properties. In terms of the extent of the variance, this would represent the least modification possible. There would be no going beyond the existing slab. We made that clear with the plans. We simply just want to go up and enclose and screen, and this variance would be necessary to allow reasonable use of the space, and this would present the least modification possible. And by all means, that's for all for the side. Regarding the rear, if there is anything that we need to move in order to come into compliance, we're more than able and willing to do that.
All right, sir. We'll see if there's any questions. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills, please.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson.
Just to make sure I understand, you're not adding any cement pad there. You're just enclosing what pad there is.
Correctly. And I even made sure in the plans they would put the supports directly on the existing slab. And because it's a 3.5 to 4 foot pour, there's plenty of support there for the foundation.
Mr. Ricker.
You have an objection from Bauer, right? Where are they located? Barry and Bernadine Bauer, is it?
I'm not sure exactly.
Well, maybe I have the wrong thing I just have in front of me. Let me take a look here. 472. Case number 472, I have a Barry and Bernadine Bauer.
Bernadine Bauer on William
38291 William F. Street.
On William F.
That, yes, sir.
William F. is not on our street. William F. would be the street behind us.
It's a lot immediately to the rear.
Okay, behind him. Immediately okay. Behind.
Yeah, according to the mailing, it's to the rear. Right.
It's behind him.
Oh, that's correct.
And if that is the case, there's a, you can see by the pictures, the whole rear of the house has a 6 foot fence.
Well, the existing patio. They're saying that the 2 feet, they're not upset about that, but they don't want any additional construction in this area, so never mind. Let me, if it's the rear, lot 19, I believe?
Yeah, back of
okay,
the back
street. Okay, will you move that shed?
Absolutely.
Okay, you got 0.3 foot to move it, that's not much.
Okay.
You're not going to put any more concrete in there or anything, you're going to put everything right on the slab that's there and has been existing for quite a few years.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. No more questions.
Okay. Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Okay.
Did I hear you right? You said you're going to move the shed into compliance?
Yes, sir.
So we do not need a variance for the shed?
No. He's going to move it into compliance.
Just want to make sure that's what you're...
That's what you're going to do again, sir.
And you said exactly how far? I will make sure.
Three-tenths of a foot.
Three-tenths of a foot.
Three-tenths of 1 foot, sir. And the variance you won't need. All right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I guess one other question, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
I noticed, part of a condominium. Is the condominium, is what you own this lot here that we're showing is, I don't see the lot, lot 20?
Yes.
So you own that entire lot, it's not shared with anyone else?
It's shared with one other, and we already... have a written agreement with them. You need to, according to the condominium documents, to do any work. So that's already been done. They're in support of this.
Okay, so lot 20 is owned by you and another owner together, correct?
Yes, correct. We're the unit one, and then there's one other unit on the top.
Second floor.
Yes. Okay. And actually, they have a screened porch currently.
Where is their screened porch?
Their screened porch is right when you go up their stairs. I have pictures of that I can pass out. You know, we just felt, I guess, you know, in also a matter of equity, it would be nice if we also would be able for our unit to have a screened porch as well.
Sure, it's going to be like this?
No, I think, can I say nicer? I think we're going to do it according to what the plans look like. It's going to okay. be exactly conforming with the siding of the house and then.
Oh, okay.
On the-
okay.
All right. Okay, then hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11472. I believe the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance, and he is explaining fully to me exactly what he proposes to do with that cement pad. There is a uniqueness to the property because it's been there quite a few years. I forget, what did you say it was there? How many years?
1948.
And he's going to use that platform to erect a home. You will go no higher with the concrete, is that correct, with the base?
Correct.
Okay. And the variance is necessary, I believe, to enable reasonable use of the property. I think the applicant has stated that and has done it well. The unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant. There is, that's been there since 1948. He just wants to improve it and cover it over. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is the minimum that would afford relief. And the requested variance represents the least modification possible to the regulation in use.
Would you, ladies and gentlemen, please keep it down while we're conducting the meeting? Okay, go ahead then, Mr. Bickers.
That's it. That's the motion.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
And Mr. Chairman, just to be clear, this is just for the patio, not for the
correct.
Shed.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11472. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
I'm Mr. Calloway for the previous reason I've been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,472 is approved.
Thank you. Good evening.
To you too, sir.